You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. Fans of podcast horror and Halloween, Friday, October 25th in Austin, Texas at the Nomad Bar at 1213 Corona Drive, we have got an event for you. Attack of the Pod People is an unprecedented party to celebrate the season featuring members of OneOfUs.net, Double Toasted, The Night Owl, Horror Queers, Junk Food Cinema, Castle of Horror, Rage Select, Women in Caskets, and the Threequel Club, all performing onstage tributes to the season. All that, and you can get up and sing with Karaoke Underground or compete in our costume contest with prizes. RSVP is required for entry, so look our event up on Facebook or Eventbrite and join us. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net, keep the site and all of our great shows going, and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Welcome to the Screener Squad. I am Athena, and I am the new automated review system. Today we'll be reviewing.
Damn it.
All right, sorry about that, guys. My phone became sentient again. I'm going to remedy the problem. I've taken out the battery, and I'm going to update the software later. Okay, well, sorry about that. But yeah, so I am London. Today will be hosting the Screener Squad, and with me is Max. Max, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, man. How about you?
Yeah, good. Just keep my phone away from me. But anyway, hopefully it doesn't come back alive. So yeah, today we're going to be reviewing Jexy, directed by Josh Lucas and Scott Moore, I think that's their names. And hey, Max, you want to do a summary of the movie?
Yeah, basically, it's about this guy, Adam Devine. I don't remember any character names from this movie. That's kind of how...
It's not important.
Dude. Yeah, it's kind of how not memorable this movie was. But it's about Devine? No, it's Devine, right?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I always call him Devine. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's about Adam from Workaholics, and he's like he's this dude that's always on the phone. The entire society of America right now is always on their phones, according to this movie, and it takes place in San Francisco.
Oh, young people with the phones.
Yeah. And, some stuff happens where he breaks his old phone and has to go to a new phone store, just a random-ass phone store that's run by Wanda Sykes. And he gets this brand-new phone that's got this faulty AI named Jexy that basically... She says she's going to make his life better, but she makes it a living hell because she just kind of screws with everything, swears at him all the time, calls him like a little bitch all the time. And basically, you can kind of see where the plot's going to go from there.
Yeah. well, you could if you have to, you know, if this is a fantasy world where this is possible, or you have to have no understanding of how technology works. And or be like these writers who do think, you know, technology is magic and all the young people are bleh. But okay, I'm gonna be honest, guys. I'm really mixed on this movie. Because on one hand, you know, with this silly premise, this seems like something that could be really interesting. And spoiler alert, they didn't do anything with it. But I laughed all the way through it. I have to admit it. So Max, what do you think?
I didn't really laugh that much, but they had a fantastic joke about Crackle. And that was the funniest part of the movie. It was like nobody uses Crackle. It's Sony's proprietary movie service. I was like, that's so fucking true.
So true. Oh,
and yeah, I was talking to Ben about this movie the other day. I just told him it was basically a robot chicken version of Her. It was just Her, but like way dumbed down with much dumber jokes. And I'm pretty mixed too. It wasn't a bad movie at all. It wasn't great, but like it was just kind of happened.
See, I don't know. I think it I think it is kind of bad, but it's just it's still funny, you know, in certain instances. Like, I think, okay, here's the thing. The beginning of it is terrible. I will admit to that, because, all right, and this movie also cemented the debate that I was having with myself over, is Michael Peña truly funny? The answer is no. Wow, they in the opening they have this Michael Peña theater. They just think that he's the, I don't know what type of comedian. They just think he can just go rapid, like, oh, he's great, he's so funny. And it's just the whole time, it's literally like 5 minutes just him, I guess, improvising. And it is just not there. And that kind of goes with all the side characters. Like, they think that they're so funny, and none of them hit. Like, God, and I think that's weird. But then especially because Adam Devine, I think he's actually pretty good in this. But he's usually the one where he's the improv dude. He's the guy who you throw in there, and he acts crazy, and he's the one you get all the laughs from. And they have him dialed back in this, and I think that's the weirdest decision.
Yeah, I generally like Adam in pretty much anything he's in. He always plays the same character, but it's kind of a likable character.
No, he is,
this, you're right about him being dialed back, because this movie was just, I hate using the word cringy, but it was so cringy because he wasn't allowed he wasn't really allowed to do what they wanted him to do, because his phone was, like, so much more vulgar than he was.
No, that's the point, is he's basically, he's playing the straight guy. I mean, he's supposed to be the one where, he's reacting to all these crazy things that are happening around him, especially his phone. And yeah, we should give it to him. The phone is all talk to text, or was it text to speech, whatever they call it. It's Siri, or Alexa, whatever. That's the joke. But it's actually played by Rose Byrne, which I kind of find odd, because you can't really tell.
I found that out after the movie. Like, after the movie's over, I was like, wait a minute, Rose Byrne was in it? Because it's kind of what's happening in all these modern like animated kids movies, is like really famous people do roles, and it's kind of, there's no point, because you're never gonna tell who they are anyway.
Yeah, it's like the Chipmunks. It's like, you speed it up anyway. I can't. I gotta understand them. And in this case, it's the it's text to speech, so it sounds like it sounds like a robot. So I don't know why they had to get Rose Byrne to do it. That's an easy paycheck.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And there were actually some funny moments with Jexy, but they didn't. I feel like they didn't do it right either. It was just like, I did like how vulgar she was the whole time. She's like, you are a fucking bitch.
Hell yeah. It's funny, because you would think it would lose its novelty having text-to-speech be vulgar like that, but I have to admit, it was funny. Every time it caught me off guard, I don't know why.
Yeah.
And especially because Adam Devine, even though he doesn't have much to do, his reactions are great. Like, he's so good at facial reactions. He's so good at just acting surprised astonished at everything that's happening to him. So it's just the thing. I know I'm in the beginning. I made fun of the technology and everything, but this is a cartoon world. I mean, you know, it's the fact that this technology is sentient, and the premise is glitched. You know, it's defective, but for some reason it's come alive, because, and it can't be updated or deleted, because it's synced to the cloud.
Yeah,
which is not how that works.
Yeah, it's somehow the cloud apparently is linked to all technology in the entire world now, including like self-driving Google cars.
Exactly. It's like, okay, sure. I don't know, maybe.
And it could just jump from phone to phone and device to device. Like, it's just like, poof, I'm over here now.
Yes, because not every system does that.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
It was weird. It seemed like, in the beginning of the movie, didn't they actually use an iPhone? And then, like, the Jexy phone after that, it was like, it was an iPhone, but it had like, it was more like a little square Apple logo instead of a normal Apple. It was like whatever Jexy brand phone it was.
That was weird that he updated to a different brand after using. Because, you could tell the other one because it was, I think it was gray. Because Jack said I think it's black and something, but whatever. See, the first, and that's another thing where I was cringing too, was the Wanda Sykes character. I would not go to that store. Like, really?
No. And then she's like, at some point, she's like, if I ever see you in here ever again, I'm going to kick your ass. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, you're paying for phone service. I'm going to have to come back at some point when I got to, like, change my billing info or something.
I know. And it's weird. Okay. And that's the weird thing about it. Because, and this is just, all right, let's get into the actual schematics of the story. The screenplay is terrible. It's all about setting up jokes, but there's no real characterization. Because the characters, especially Adam Devine's character, is completely inconsistent. That everyone keeps dogging him, but he's like this supposed to be the shy, awkward guy. So he goes into, you know, the Wanda Sykes store, and she's just dumping on him, just all this vitriol. And I'm like, he didn't even do anything. Yeah. Are you this way with everyone, or you just hate him? It's just like, how do you have any people in this store? And it's weird because she's like acting in this way, and she's so vulgar and gesticulating, and you can see in the stories they're like extras and they're just not even paying attention. Like, you'll be so fired.
But like, it's like, they're just like, we gotta get Wanda Sykes and Michael Peña in there to just do some random stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, and they, like I said, they think that they're just so funny. That should have been Adam Devine, because that's what he does, and I think that's what he does well. But and also, because speaking of inconsistency with his character, there's a in this story, here's the problem with the screenplay. It's focusing on, I think, three or four themes, or one theme is, you know, the self. Everyone's on their cell phones, the technology. We're all addicted to technology. We're not connected with each other. Yada, yada, yada. You know, that one. Then they also have Adam Devine kind of branching out and getting out of his shell. He's a shy, awkward guy. He recluses himself, so he needs to get out and, you know, connect with other people. And then the third thing is it's a romance story. And so, see, all those three, those are big themes. Each one of those can be its own film. Or at least two can be one good film, like, you know, like Her. You know, Her is about, you know, the technology, the ideas, the philosophical notions of technology plus a romance story. But this one, because it's having so many different, it seems like it starts off as one thing. It has like, it has a statement about technology, but then it goes on to him being awkward, bad comedy, and then has his romance, and it keeps jumping within those themes over and over again, and they're all kind of conflicting with each other.
Yeah, and then they finally tie up the whole romance thing, and then it's like, oh shit, it's back to the technology thing for another half an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And oh my god, okay. That romance.
Yeah. That was really weird,
it totally
too.
It was. I was like,
This movie, the plot was just like so predictable. It's like, as soon as he bumps into her, I'm like, I know this is, they're gonna end up together somehow, and she thinks he's really weird, but she likes him anyway. And then everything happens, and then Kid Cudi shows up, which was probably one of the best parts of the movie.
I was surprised. I thought I was gonna be, I'm gonna roll my eyes, but no, he's actually, it's not bad. The scene isn't bad.
Yeah. And then also Ron Funches and the other girl that was hanging out with them. Ron Funches was pretty good too.
Oh yeah, no, okay. Though they were both very charming. It was weird because it seemed like they were in another movie. Like,
yeah, that was the whole him trying to break out of his shell movie.
It's like, oh, this would be a sweet indie film if you took these characters and put them there. But and then the romance between, okay, go back into the romance. You know, Adam Devine, his character, he's so weird and awkward and honestly creepy. And, like, It's weird because really he's just awkward at first, but then he gets to creep level really quickly, and I'm like, all right, I'm not really with this character anymore. Because there's a scene in here which is like, it doesn't make sense within the context of what you built him up to be. It's like, all right, this guy would not do the thing that you're saying that he would do. It just wouldn't. And then it comes back to bite. They do it to set up another joke later on. I'm not going to say what it is. I mean, it's in the trailer, but I won't. Well, I mean, yeah. Do you think I should?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you think
about.
I should? I mean, it's not that. I don't know if I should spoil it. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems like the three main jokes were spoiled in the trailer already, which is why I try not to watch trailers. But this trailer was playing so
the
much.
The joke is not even good, though. That's the thing. It's like, okay, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just, you just got to know that he does something really creepy and stupid. And it, like I said, his character wasn't like that in the beginning, but some reason he just did this thing, and then it comes back to bite him later. But that's really it. So, like I said, that's the whole point, is that the characterization doesn't fit. Actually, let's jump back to the friends again. The friends are really cool. The people, they weren't his friends at first, but they're kind of, he's connecting with them. They seem really cool at first. But then there was they had an instance where they're like being jerks, and then there's another instance where, okay, we're cool again. And it's like, all right. These people would not be so flip-floppy. You're bad at this thing that we invited you to, so you suck. It's like, oh,
we hate you now.
Oh, you're great at it. We love you.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And they were really heartfelt moments of the movie at some points.
No, there were. And
which was pretty cool.
I was surprised.
Cool.
And, you know, honestly, who had the best chemistry was him and Jexy. Adam Devine and Jexy. They really did. It was like...
Yeah.
At some point, you know, it was kind of like... I actually had her flashbacks. Because I was like... Because, you know, in her... I'm sorry, I keep comparing it. But it's bloody. It's a, you know... This is what this is. It's a parody of her.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, it's like a show of her. That's why I told Ben, I was like, it's a Robot Chicken version of her, except like Robot Chicken is funnier.
This should have been the title, Dumb Her.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pretty good pun title, actually.
Should have went with that. But
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. The straight to DVD frat boy version.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's so, because there were moments with him and what I was gonna say is that in her, you know, she helps Scarlett Johansson helps Joaquin Phoenix, you know, she helps him move on with his life and kind of get him out of his slump. And in Jexy, she and at a certain point, particularly in the beginning, she's constantly trying to help Adam Devine get out and do and move on with his life instead of being a recluse. And I was like, okay, this is genuine. This is actually something to this, you know, that in a way that, you know, they have this dynamic where they're helping each other. But then it's strange because Jexy takes a really strange turn towards the latter half of the film. And I was like, okay, what? It's just like, why? Where did this come from? It's like, why?
Yeah, that was getting kind of to the creepy point. I'm like, what the hell?
It went from her to
on?
Terminator.
It's like, yeah.
Oh god, you turned to Skynet.
Yeah. Like dirty Skynet. Yeah, just like exactly. Swearing at you all day.
It'd be like if the Terminator robots flipped you off before they killed you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I wonder if that's going to happen in the new Terminator. That's coming out in a month.
Fuse with Skynet fuses with Jexy.
Yeah. Arnold just pulls out his phone and Jexy starts talking. Oh, he's like, oh, no. this is a short movie, too.
The plot progression is so just boom. But, yeah.
It felt longer than it was just because, so much of the cringe was just like dragging out the movie, and then it kept switching between movies.
Yeah,
back,
like I said,
back and forth.
The themes, like I said, there's so many themes going on, and they're not exploring any of them properly. So, but whatever. But okay, you know what? Since we're at the let's get into final thoughts. I think we've done enough.
Yeah. <Just film. laughs> Yeah, I don't know. There's not really not much to talk about at this point beyond just like spoiling what else happened. But like maybe there's some people that actually want to watch this.
Yeah, no,
partially.
I mean if you act like Adam Devine, but you know, yeah, go on your final thoughts and I'll finish it up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like I said, it was just I think the plot was so predictable. Adam Devine is pretty likable in most of it. It's just like you said, like it was with his crazy, really good facial expressions, like reacting to everything. He's like, oh, anything has something happens. It was just kind of mediocre, and I didn't really laugh that much. But there were a couple really bad points and a couple like really funny things. Like I said, when they made fun of Crackle, and then they made fun of Cortana and a few other things. Cortana, and then some other weird stuff happened. But I don't know. I think it's worth watching just because a couple of moments actually have like, it's like a couple of heartfelt love story type of things, and it's kind of a good message, even if this is like a weird fake cartoon world. So I think I'd probably give it like I'm between like a 6 or 7. I don't know. I guess I'd say like a 6.5. I can't even think of a weird rating. Like a 6.5 times Wanda Sykes yells at you.
Okay. Okay. One of the things you did mention that I do agree with, I like the message. I should have said that earlier. I think it is, in the end, it does have a genuine message about, hey, we should kind of, technology should be working for us. We shouldn't be slaves to them. And we should actually connect with each other and utilize it to do that. And that's something I do agree with. So I do like that messaging. I just wish it was done a little bit better.
And so many movies nowadays have that message
now,
too.
Like we all know. I mean, nothing's happening, but we all know. So we're all still doing it. But
yeah.
Something else I did forget to mention was the direction. The direction is very weak. There's a lot of snap zooms. I don't know why. It's directed with energy. And I forgot, the guys who made this was Josh Lucas and Scott Moore. They made 21 and Over. They wrote the Hangover films. And they also made Bad Moms. Their style of direction is very energetic. So it seems, in 21 and Over, it was taking place in one night. And this feels like it's taking place over a couple of days, but you don't really, or a month, I don't know. Like, you have no concept of time in this, because the direction is so crazy and phonetic, it feels like you're always on the move, or something's always happening, when it's really not. So, it's just Adam Devine sitting on his couch, and you see the camera, like, So I was like, okay.
It was like a couple nights, and then like a month, and then a couple more nights. It was a weird time progress.
I also said I think the characterization is really bad. That's regards to the screenplay. The characters are written really poorly. Adam Devine, as you said, he's very charismatic. I always enjoy him in everything he does. I think that he was misused here. I'm not saying that he was bad in it. I'm just saying that they didn't utilize his potential. Because he can nail it when he does improv. He's so funny, and they kind of squandered it. And the romance, I didn't buy. I didn't care for it. So, but in the end, I laughed a good deal through it. So I can't, you know, really knock it too hard, because you know it served its purpose at some points. I mean, there was a lot of cringe, but there was also a lot of high moments, and I think most of them came from Adam Devine and Jexy. You know, their interaction. So I'm gonna give this, 6 evil SIM cards out of 10. All right, so yeah, I think that's it. So, and oh, my phone's coming back on again. All right, let's get out of here.